Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to the man who humbly and graciously accepted the 2002 Small Business Journalist of the Year Award.
Who's the man? Who's the man?
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back at 34 after. Mr. Gracious, Mr. Humble here, at your service. Beverly Ann Manibal is here at your service as well. She's a longtime member of our Brain Trust, a great friend of ours, a great friend of small business. She's the author of Talk Is Not Cheap. She's one of our top communication experts in our Brain Trust. She's our good friend, Beverly Ann Manibal. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. It's great to be with you again.
It's good to have you back, as always. What's the news? What's been going on?
Well, I heard you right before the news break talking about this wonderful opportunity we have with the election in the United States. And it reminded me that since I've talked with you last, I was invited up to the White House to hear President Bush talk to a very small group of women, of not just women, but women and men who own small businesses.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a very, very satisfying trip. To know that, you know, both candidates really have a focus on small business owners. They both realize that small business owners run this country.
Well, you know, that's an interesting statement that you just made. It is so true. It is absolutely true. I mean, I like to remind people, Beverly, that the United States has $10.3 trillion of production every year, and small businesses create half of that.
Yeah.
And if you realize that number, and then you look around and see how little attention small business owners really get by anybody, by any politician, really. I mean, in my opinion, we should get a parade down Main Street every day. but the thing is, but you're exactly right. And so, well, I'm glad that happened. How did the president do in his talk to you guys?
He was very organized. If you're asking about me to assess his actual presentation, is that what you're asking, Jim?
Yeah.
Okay, because that's what I do for a living. So obviously
right.
I was sitting there evaluating him. He looked healthier and younger in person close up than when I see him on television. When he stuck to his script, he did great. There, when he would start to ad-lib, he would be unable to find the right word that he wanted to say. There was one time when he was getting ready to talk about association health benefits.
Right. AHPs.
Yeah, and that is something that I feel very strongly about. I was sitting...
Association health plans, right.
Yes. I was sitting dead center about the third row, so right in front of him. And I'm a very appreciative listener, so, you know, I'm nodding my head, and I'm right with him. And so I think for that reason, you know, he kept catching my eye contact. Well, he happened to be looking right at me, and he said, and another thing that we've got to get past is the association, that's all, as far as he got was the H, the ha. And I jumped and put my hands together, and I said, that's right. And I startled the president. He jumped back.
Beverly.
I expected the Secret Service to descend upon me at any moment.
Beverly, I can't believe you did that.
I was excited.
you can get arrested for that.
Well,
you're not supposed to frighten the president.
So he lost his place, and it took a couple moments before he came out with.
You know, I was there. I heard him speak in June to a group of about 100 people, and a guy sitting at the table with me said, you know, it always makes me a little uncomfortable when I hear him speak. And I said, well, have you ever heard him speak about small business? He said, no, I guess I never have. I said, you're about to see a different George Bush.
Yeah.
And he said, really? And I said, yeah. And so when we got through, I mean, George Bush spoke to that group for 45 minutes.
That's, yes.
And there was no teleprompter. He had a script with him. He turned the pages, But I'm like you. I watched him. I'm a little bit of a, especially thanks to my years with you on the show, I've become a little more of a technician about these things. And I was watching him. He turned the pages.
Right.
He knew where he was, but he only looked at his notes about four times.
Right.
45 minutes. And he talked without halting, without hesitation, totally connected. Everything was connected. And when we got through, I asked the guy next to me, I said, "What did you think?" He said, "I've never seen this George Bush."
I thought he, too, was very passionate about what he was talking about. I was in an audience of about 100 people, and it seemed almost as many press were there.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't use a teleprompter. He didn't turn any pages.
Right.
He knew what he was talking about.
We're going to take a quick break, folks. When we come back, Beverly's going to help us weave this into something that will benefit us in our daily small business. I know she will, because she can do that. We're going to do this right after these messages. It's 20 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. We're visiting with Beverly Inmanevil, the author of Talk Is Not Cheap. We're back at 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Let me remind you, coming up in the hour straight ahead, a new friend, Pam Danziger, is going to join us, and we're going to talk about why people buy things they don't need and how you can get some of that money. And then we're going to talk to Rosalind Glickman, and who helps us with our thinking. She's the lady who takes us beyond positive thinking to optimal thinking, and that's coming up in the next hour. Beverly Inmanevil is our guest this half hour, ladies and gentlemen, a longtime member of our Brain Trust. Beverly, give us your website, please.
It's www.talklisten.com.
All right. Tell us what
we're
following.
If you go on, you can get a sign up for a free newsletter. It comes out each month with a different topic.
Yeah, it's a good one too, folks. I encourage you to check it out. They can find out about your books there too, can't they?
They can. Yes, I have three books that are out, and they can also do both of those things by calling us toll free at 888-BECAUSE.
All right. Sounds good. Beverly, we were talking about Beverly's trip to the White House when she frightened the president by getting a little too over-exuberant.
I am a redhead now.
That's right. Yeah, he couldn't miss you, could he?
Right.
Well, you have that intense look on your face. Besides being pretty easy on the eye, Beverly, you have got as you said, you have got the distinctive hair, and you also have a look on your face that, you know, you can look through folks sometimes, and so right through them, and so I'm sure that your gaze was pretty compelling, but you talked about AHPs, and this is an important topic, I think, and this is something I didn't get into in the previous half hour. I went too long on some other issues, but healthcare is a big deal, and one of the things that I encourage people to do is, don't think about healthcare in terms of the 20th century. See, that's what I think some politicians are still doing. They're still thinking about providing healthcare in a 20th century model. The 21st century, the way people work, the way we employ people, the way businesses are aligned, even big businesses, healthcare is being, and it will continue to be, delivered differently in the 21st century. We need association health plans, don't we?
We do. We need that in order for small businesses to be able to compete for the workers from large businesses.
Right.
Because our cost for providing health care is so much higher. And it's not fair that we cannot join together. When you think of all the unions that are across the United States, of workers joining together to get, you know, greater benefits for their members, why are, you know, small businesses not allowed to join together to get the benefit of affordable health care?
Mm-hmm. Remember, this we're talking about a group of people that represent half of the production of the United States. Why can't we have that capability? When, as you said, unions have it, and major corporations have that ability. Why shouldn't we have that ability? Well, here's my question from a communication standpoint: did Mr. Bush get his message, that message across? The things that you thought he was trying to say, did you think he communicated those things well?
Yes, I do. I thought he was very passionate, and he knew the information about small businesses, and I left that day, and he spoke about 50 minutes, and I left that day feeling very uplifted.
Yeah.
That the president, the current president of the United States, understands small businesses.
Did you listen to any of the convention this week?
Yes, I did.
What did you think about the communication skills of the speakers?
I think they varied. I did not hear everyone, some by choice. I was intrigued, I guess is a word I will use, from President Jimmy Carter's speech.
Why did he intrigue you?
Well, because he was so attacking of President Bush. That's what surprised me. And I'm sitting there listening to it, striving to place that strong feeling that he had with the man that I have come to think that I know, who is one who goes after peace and harmony. And he came out very strongly, and I thought
Jimmy Carter's speech and I have to say that the classic, and folks, I'm going to be, let me offer full disclosure here. It would not be possible for me to have a lower opinion of President of Jimmy Carter as a president. He was probably the worst president of maybe the history of the nation. But I listened to his speech. I did, and I thought that one of the things that struck me about his speech was the chutzpah in his speech. That here was this guy who was trying to tell Mr. Bush, was trying to stick his finger in Mr. Bush's eye about his what he called his failed foreign policies. I mean, Jimmy Carter telling somebody else about failed foreign policies. That was classic chutzpah. Go ahead.
No, I just think that here is a man who I agree that he did not accomplish much during his 4-year presidency, but he has accomplished a tremendous amount since he was president. And yet he's been basically nonpartisan in all that he has done. And so to hear him speak, and I heard him talking to, afterwards, the interview that he had,
right.
And he was glowing. I mean, his pupils were dilated. He was so alive and so excited. He loved being able to have the platform and all that excitement around him.
Stand by, Beverly. We're going to take a quick break, folks. We'll be right back with our good friend Beverly Williams. Beverly Inman Ebel. That's another lady that's on the show sometimes. Beverly Inman Ebel, that's her name. She's the author of Talk Is Not Cheap. And I'm the red-faced host of this show. Tintail, stay with us. Back at 7:00. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. We're visiting with our good friend Beverly Inman Ebel. And the website is talklisten.com. Is that right, Beverly?
That's it.
Talklisten.com. Don't forget to subscribe to her free newsletter, her monthly newsletter. And Beverly, I remember, I don't have the other books in front of me right now, but I know Talk Is Not Cheap, but give us the title of the other two books.
The other two, one is Success Is a Decision of the Mind. Very uplifting, especially for people wanting to, improve their self-esteem. And the other one is Real World Communication Strategies That Work.
Right.
Practical advice on how to communicate more effectively.
What are some things that you, when you listened to the convention this week, what are some things that you saw that were examples of what to do and what not to do for us and our businesses when we communicate with our customers?
The wife of the now Democratic vice president candidate,
Ms. Edwards.
I think the best thing that she could do for her husband and for her party is not to take an interview.
You're talking about Ms. Edwards?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
She seemed like a very nice woman.
She's an attorney.
Well,
isn't she?
Probably not a trial lawyer would be my guess.
Okay, so you weren't too impressed with that, huh?
I was not. She fumbled around for words. She kept saying, She did not get to the point.
Do you think she could have been just a little bit disoriented, maybe a little bit intimidated by the process?
I think so. I think so. The daughter.
What does that say about practice? That says a lot about practice, doesn't it?
It does. And, you know, so many people, when you get a microphone stuck in front of you, your mind tends to go someplace else. The best thing you can remember to do is do not fill the space with Just pause.
Yeah.
If you will pause for 3 seconds, you will be amazed what your brain can do with that.
That
little
is
bit
that 3 second rule is really magical, isn't it? When you're in terms of not only helping yourself in terms of settling yourself down, but also in terms of the way you come across.
Yes. Now, his daughter, on the other hand, was very articulate.
I missed that speech.
Right to the point. Just she didn't give a speech. They were just interviewed before he spoke.
Right.
Night before last.
Okay. So when you're talking about Ms. Edwards, you weren't talking about her introduction of him. You were talking about the interview.
Yes, I was talking about the interview.
Right.
I think I was.
Well, maybe she'll get better, Beverly.
I hope so.
Maybe she will. All right. Who did a good job? Who was someone that you thought really did a good job? That we could emulate.
Oh gee, I can tell you who didn't.
Did you think Mr. Carey did a good job?
I did not hear him last night.
Yeah,
I was on the road.
I thought he delivered an excellent speech.
Good.
Now, content aside, you know, I have some observations about what he said, but I thought he, I actually thought it was well done.
What did you think of past President Clinton?
Well, you know, he's the best. I mean, if I don't know, we call Reagan the great communicator. What is above that? I mean, Bill Clinton, regardless of how you feel about the human being Bill Clinton or the politician Bill Clinton, there isn't any politician that can hold a crowd, that can motivate a crowd, that can come across like he does. He's the best.
He's very comfortable in front of people.
Well, and you know, and I'm I've always been pretty charitable to Clinton on the show. During the whole 98-99 thing with the Monica Lewinsky thing, I declared my show a Monica free zone. I didn't want to get into all that because we had other things to talk about. But if there's one thing about Mr. Clinton that we know that I think makes him a good speaker, makes him the best that I've ever heard, is he's a narcissist. And so, I really think he likes being there and getting that kind of adoration.
And I think he also genuinely likes people. I think he gives energy out. It's almost
especially if they're paying attention to him.
Right.
but here's the thing: what could we learn from that? I mean, you know, maybe we need to be. I mean, he's got a confidence that makes him a good speaker that we all need to kind of emulate a little bit, don't we?
Yes, and I think one of the things that he does so well that we all can learn is he has almost he has the ability to make you feel he's talking to you.
To everyone,
he looks right at the camera, just like he would look at a person.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And he uses facial expressions that allow him to paint the picture of whatever it is he's saying. He's very expressionable.
No question about it. Beverly, I've got to wrap it up. Thank you for being here. It's always a pleasure to have you on the show. See you next time. Beverly M. Medieval, ladies and gentlemen, she'll be back. I will be too after these messages. I'm Jim Blastingame, the Small Business Advocate. Program is for you. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.